RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
Dr. Pam Peek, founder of the Peek Performance Center, and Michelle King Robson, founder of EmpowHer.com, cut through the confusion to discuss all things her. This is Her Radio on RadioMD.
Hey there, I'm Dr. Pam Peek. So you've been hearing a lot about this new thing called the mind-gut connection. Yeah, you've been blowing off your gut for a long time, only to find out, oh my gosh, it's probably your second brain. What? Well, to understand all of this, especially your emotional gut, we have an expert with us, Dr. Emrin Meyer. And Dr. Meyer has written a brand new book, The Mind-Gut Connection, which I highly recommend you go on out and grab immediately to understand all of this. This is so cool. Dr. Meyer is the director of the UCLA Oppenheimer Family Center for Neurobiology of Stress and the co-director of the CURE, that is Digestive Diseases Research Center. Dr. Meyer, welcome to Her Radio. Tell us about the book.
Now, hi, Pam. Good to be on the show. Well, it's been an exciting journey to go through topics that I've had a keen interest throughout my entire career. And it's nice to see that this is now becoming a very hot topic with great implications for our general health and well-being.
Well, let's get right down to the mind-gut connection. How does the gut microbiome communicate to the brain? So the microbiome first, why don't you define that for the Her Radio listeners and then talk to us about how it communicates to the brain?
It's a very simple summary of a very complicated area. So there's 100 trillion microorganisms living inside of our intestine, from the small intestine to the large intestine. It's the same number of cells that are human cells, that we have cells as humans. So as organisms, we're half human, half microorganism. And since these cells live in the gut, they take advantage of the close communication channels that the gut has with our nervous system, both the what's called the little brain in the gut. So we have this nervous system that regulates our digestive processes, but also through both hormone pathways, cytokine pathways, and nerve pathways like the vagus nerve. These microbes can also communicate with our big brain, and particularly with the areas of the brain that are crucial for generating emotions and sense of well-being. So there's the interesting, the reason that this is possible is the microbes have evolved over billions of years. They developed a language to talk to each other. They basically inhabited the oceans long before any other living creature, inhabited the earth. And this same language that they developed, this chemical language, they handed over to first to primitive animals, then to mammals. And so the neurotransmitters and the systems we have in our brain and our gut that regulate our own digestive processes and our emotions, they originally came from the microbes. So that's the reason why we have this very close connection between these microorganisms that normally you wouldn't think, why would they have an impact
brain? This is very, very exciting. Now we're beginning to understand the importance of these microorganisms in our gut, all 100 trillion of them, little happy campers that they are, only to find out that, good grief, what goes on in the gut influences the brain. What goes on in the brain influences the gut. So there really is, as it were, an emotional gut, right?
Yes, I would say what people need to realize is when they talk about emotions, this brain-gut microbiome circular interaction is one system. If you have an emotion, it involves all these parts, the brain, the gut, and the microbes. If you're stressed, it will affect the whole system. It will affect your gut, the microbial behavior, and then what they do to us. So I think that's kind of a major insight that I'm trying to convey in my book. That rather than saying, well, Is it psychological? Is it in the gut? Is it in our food? This is a completely integrated system, and we have to understand disturbances can come from many angles that could shift the system out of balance.
Well, I think that that's fabulous to really grasp now. Instead of separating the mind and the gut, we're really talking about a holistic integrative system that one affects the other, and it is a circular connection. And I bet a lot of people out there don't realize that the mass majority of that wonderful mood modulator, serotonin, is actually secreted by the gut, right?
Yeah, this is a very good example. You know, we've been talking about this biological language. So 98% of all our body serotonin is packaged in these, you know, we could call it warehouses, cells in the gut lumen that have a direct connection with the inside of the gut. And they also have a direct connection to the brain because they're innervated by the vagus nerve that every time serotonin is released in the gut, it sends a signal into our emotional limbic systems. And what makes it exciting now with certain microbes in humans have been shown to be able to increase the production of serotonin on the one side. And on the other hand, when serotonin is released, it affects the microbes to change their behavior. So this is a good example of a completely, you know, in computer science would say a completely integrated circuit that involves one word of a language, which is serotonin, but involves all the systems from the brain, the little brain, the gut that regulates peristalsis, and the microbes.
Well, you know what's really interesting here is that all of our wonderful listeners in her radio land are probably sitting back saying, oh my gosh, when I eat junk food and I really trash up my nutrition, it's obviously not healthy for those wonderful 100 trillion little, you know, bacteria in your gut. And therefore, when you do things like that, it will have an effect on not only total body inflammation through the leaky gut and the rest of it, but also on mood itself. Mood and food, there's another connection, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. And again, you know, it is bidirectional. So, you know, the whole concept of comfort food. So when you're stressed or worried or depressed, people tend to eat foods such as, you know, that are high in fat content or high in sugar content, depends on your underlying preference. And what these foods are, for example, a high fat diet, then changes the composition of your microbes more towards this inflammatory state.
Right.
So it starts with the mood. It changes your eating pattern. It affects your gut. This low-grade inflammation goes all the way back to your brain and influences, you know, parts of your brain that are very important for food intake, like the hypothalamus, but also that are important for your mood.
Well, I think that all the, you know, of our wonderful listeners in her radio need to really understand that, for crying out loud, there is a mind-gut connection. And this is why we're talking to you, specifically Dr. Emeryn Meyer, who is the author of the brand new book, The Mind-Gut Connection. Stop thinking about these as separate entities. This is a circular, integrated, holistic connection that we all have to honor. So when you're having a stressed out day, trust me, honey, it's going to affect the 100 trillion bacteria in the microbiome in your gut. And if you eat trash, it goes right back up to your brain and affects the reward center and the hypothalamus and all those other great places. Dr. Meyer, you have been absolutely fabulous helping us understand what this mind-gut connection is all about. Thank you for being on her radio. I'm Dr. Pam Peek. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and whatever you do out there, please stay well.